What is up, everybody? I'm sorry.
I don't know if you're testing me or what was going on.
I was waiting for like more important issues to pop up because it usually does. But that's that is my fault.
We just got right into it. It's game day.
It's time. It is time. I'm wearing orange, Caleb.
I sat this one out. We're gonna run a little experiment. See, kind of.
Doing something different.
I also bought this. Remember when I told you I bought like six hats?
Yeah.
This is a new hat. Have I worn this yet on the show?
I don't think so.
That's the only time I would have. Thanks, man. You can't really see. Can you see like the?
I mean, it definitely looked better orange, but yeah, I mean, green.
It would look pretty cool orange, but I have way too many orange hats. But yeah, I wanted to wear it because I haven't gotten to wear it yet. So
it's like grass green.
It's that. I can't remember what it's. It's not Bermuda, I don't think, at Neyland. It's that color green, though, yeah.
Shield Watkins Field.
You got it.
Love that. Guys, more important issues is brought to you by our sponsors, Tennessee Tap House, Hound Dogs, Billy Ratliff's Tap 40 Grill, and Blue Water Climate Control. Here's a quick word from our good friends at Blue Water Climate Control.
People always ask, where did we get the name Blue Water Climate Control? When a Navy ship casts off lines, exits the harbor, and loses sight of land, that's blue water sailing. It takes a team of people to do that. Tireless work, focus, and attention to detail. So much of starting a business is just like that. After it's done, you get filled with deep satisfaction for accomplishing something. And it's quickly followed by, now the real work begins. We're Blue Water Climate Control.
Balls are back.
Yeah, they had us the first half. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, could be Wayne.
I think I got my swagger back. Oh, oh.
Woo-hoo! I love it, baby.
Them orange britches. Something about them orange britches.
Tennessee wins.
By Tennessee, Jawan Jennings.
Ball hit high in the air into right field. Going back to Sayre. And Tennessee can say hello, win column. A grand slam in the bottom of the ninth. You can't draw it up any better.
We just won a basketball game, and we're very happy right now.
I made up my mind. I don't expect to ever look back. I'm going to stay at the University of Tennessee. Yeah!
Reddit did to do and welcome into More Important Issues. It's Wednesday, September 1st. Landon made me feel bad because he's right. We haven't gotten to do this since December. It's game day. We've made it. We're back. Not game day. Game day is tomorrow. But you get it. Like, this is the spirit of this episode. It's game day. We're previewing Bowling Green. Tennessee kicks off tomorrow night. You'll be in your seats. It always starts a little late. So they may be kicking off actually right now. Right now.
Tomorrow night. So I was about to ask you. I had it queued up in my mind that did Tennessee get their swagger back? And then you come in with that shirt. I mean, the question is answered.
Yeah, that's another thing too. Because I was like, oh my god,
we got full nude while we're on break. Holy crap!
That's another thing. This is this year's game day shirt. I didn't go with one of the new Nike Saban polos or anything like that. I went throwback. Went on eBay, found a good polo that I liked. It's got a nice little power tee here in case you're wondering if that is in fact a Tennessee shirt. It is. So I went and got this. I won't get to wear it. I'll wear it tomorrow on my couch. I won't get to wear it in Neyland tomorrow. So I felt like the spirit of it, I needed to do this. I am trying to stay calm, but it's kind of like the Michael Scott meme. I'm sure it'll be tweeted out tomorrow. Like, it's happening. It's happening. It's happening. Like, I won't be back in Neyland until September 11th.
Is that a romper?
It's not a romper, no.
I mean, I would. It'd be cool.
I mean, yeah, it probably would be, but no.
I mean, no one else would know if it's a romper. You could just say it was.
That's true. That's why we keep it from like chest up. But
yeah,
I'm fired up.
Oh, you left a couple buttons undone. I'm.
It looks weird, like buttoned up. You have to go chest hair. Yeah, a little.
Yeah, dude. Let that taco meat hang out.
Exactly. If you got it, show it off. We talked about it last week with college football being back. It feels good. I'm gambling.
Hopefully winning.
Nope. Took the over in this Jacksonville State game, so that's fun. A UAB game, and it's 0-0, and I'm pretty sure UAB was in victory formation in the first quarter on fourth down. No clue what's going on. No clue what's going on.
Oh, it's 0-0. I picked Jacksonville State to cover, so
good. I should have done good that.
Right now.
I should have done that. We are going to
talk. Shout out.
Yeah, we'll get into that because I've got my locks for the week. I've got some bold. I've got a few just safe ones, a few good bold locks. We're winning money this week, and Dylan's helping us. So shout out to him. Let's jump right in. We're pretty much just talking Tennessee this show, outside of the gambling, because we're here to get you guys paid, get you guys some beer money. You don't want to go out to the bar after the game broke. So that's what we're here to do too. Correct. Tennessee finally releases a depth chart. This isn't any of these Butch Jones, Jeremy Pruitt games. I don't remember if Derek Dooley did it, where they don't even release it until the day of the game. You don't know who the starting quarterback is because it's a bunch of oars. Not as many oars. Some oars, but not as many oars.
Yeah, not as many as you're used to, especially with Jeremy Pruitt. And there were some surprises, I thought, at least for me, especially along the defensive front. I think there was some, maybe a wide receiver. You had a couple that maybe – thought should be on there or shouldn't. A lot of people were like, where is Amari Thomas? Where is Ramel Keaton? And I think those positions are a little bit hard to define a two. Maybe you have a 2D, but I think you're going to play a lot more players than just a 2D.
No, you'll see. I mean, especially tomorrow night. Well, hopefully tomorrow night you'll see more of those guys. Hopefully. But yeah, it is. And I think with that, yeah, there were some kind of surprises, but no one, I'll have to go back and look, maybe two people on this entire two man deep, some at three man deep, that surprise, like that shocked you that they were there. I think everyone else that was on that, you knew they would be in the mix. I think maybe the first one that stands out is Tyon Evans being listed first over Jabari Small. It's like not a surprise that he's there. I think a lot of people just thought he would be the quote unquote number one back. Like I know there's an or with them, but mm-hmm. Tyon Evans is listed as the number one guy.
Yeah. Is that,
and it's not alphabetical. It's not.
Okay. Cool. Okay.
Unless it would be by last name. Maybe it would be, I guess it would be last name, and it is alphabetical by last name. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's the trick. Well, Jacob Warren's listed first, and I'm not great at my alphabet, but I believe F comes before W. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, that's right. Yeah,
you got that. So it's not alphabetical. We broke that. We figured that one out quick, guys. That's the quickest we've ever done anything like that on the show. So should be really, really pumped. All right. So we talked about surprises.
Mm-hmm.
Any special? Are you shocked at the special teams? I guess that one, but no one really talks about special teams.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked that Chase McGrath wasn't the starter. Like, if there's an or with Toby Wilson.
Yeah, that actually is really strange, and I honestly didn't consider it until you said that. So,
I thought that was weird. I mean, I think everybody kind of expects Chase McGrath to be the starter, but there is an or, so I don't know. You would think if you're going to name your starting quarterback, why not name a starting kicker?
Right. That's a great point. Kicker is more important than the quarterback in my book. What about punt returners?
Theo Jackson, I know he's quick, and I know he's, a bigger guy. I think he's listed at, 6'2", 203. Yep. But, yeah, with all the receivers that you have, like that stable of receivers, even at running back. And for Theo Jackson, Trayvon Flowers to be those two guys, it's a little strange, I guess.
I mean, when you're a fart in a skillet, you're a fart in a skillet. There's just
I mean, you have a lot to live up to with Eckler's comments, a fart in the skillet. I don't know if Trayvon Flowers being 6'2", I mean, he's definitely not going to hide away from anybody.
Nope.
But, yeah, that was an interesting one for me. Because especially, I feel like under Jeremy Pruitt and even Butch Jones, we didn't return a lot of punts.
It didn't feel like it. I don't know. I mean, you had Marquez Callaway make a couple plays back there.
He did.
But it certainly didn't feel like it. I mean,
especially under Butch Jones. What was the Josh Smith was the returner at one point? I'm not taking anything away from Josh Smith, but that was very strange.
Well, Butch Jones did it a lot. I honestly don't know how much Jeremy Pruitt did, but it seemed like there was never a consistent guy back. Like, rarely would you see someone go out there two punts in a row to return.
Yeah,
I honestly don't remember under Jeremy Pruitt. But I'm also – and I don't know how common that is. I'm watching Tennessee game as a fan. I'm not really watching other college football games as a fan, so I can't tell you if we didn't return that many punts versus, like, what a normal
college somebody else would. Yeah,
just because it's different. I don't know. I feel like it's different watching those games. Well, I know what everybody came for. And we can talk some other positions. I'm sure we'll come up. QB1.
Mighty Joe Milton, baby.
I mean, I don't think there would – I couldn't have been comforted by any announcement, I don't think. Like, just because I'm so unsure about all three of the guys that were competing for the job.
Yeah, but does it make you feel a little bit better that it's just somebody else?
Yes.
And like, I know that sounds terrible, but like, honestly, that's how I feel.
But I knew that in February or January.
True.
So,
but it's actually happening that somebody else is starting at quarterback.
Yeah. No, I mean, I guess there's still, he's starting in Washington, so he can't be starting here, right? Like, there's no chance.
There
is an or, okay. Maybe it's him. Maybe that's why Jeremy Pruitt couldn't announce it. JG didn't like it being announced. He's like, I want them to find out when I roll out there.
Yeah. Love the or. Wasn't all of them listed as or?
I don't know about all of them, but last year there were a ton. Or 2 years ago, there were a ton of ors.
A lot of ors.
Endless ors. Or must have been really good at his job. He was the creative player on – that did them all on NCAA.
That must be the, like, Jeremy Pruitt's favorite word, or the only one he could spell. God, that's so mean. I'm so mean. Like,
that was pretty mean. And that's one of my watch. We'll get not to you, but that's one of my watch trending. So I can't wait to talk about that because that's how you know when college football is truly back. It is back. But no, I told you. I mean, as far as just, well, first off, he passes the.
I don't know if I can do the two. Two buttons, man.
I've got three, and they're down, and they're out, and it's playing.
Because I just can't. Like, I don't have anything anyways. Like, well, I just have, like, a little patch, like, way down here where you can't see it. So
I don't do that with most of my polos. This is just, like
– You just wear it like that?
This is a heavy polo, too. This isn't, like, a moisture wicking.
Gotcha. It's not that dry fit.
No, it's not. No.
Gotcha.
This is, like, would have pulled out of my dad's closet polo.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Oh, it's that polyester.
No, I think – I don't know. I'll have to look. We'll give you all an update later.
Just straight cloth.
Yeah, absolutely. But Joe Milton. I mean, I like – he passes the eye test. I mean, his skills are – he can obviously throw the ball hard, I would think. Hard translates into far as well, so maybe you get some of those wide receivers that have speed. And that helps open up the rest of the game. Recently the offense has now been what's funny. Didn't the offense go from being like, can any of these quarterbacks learn it in time to all of a sudden now it's oversimplified?
Yeah. I mean,
how did that happen? Like, what changed? Were they like, oh, I can figure out this offense. It's too simple. That makes sense. And I would respect to someone if they said that.
Mm-hmm. I'm not reading that.
I'm reading Gay because I just want to read his name. Gay for Heupel. Take a moment to appreciate Jarrett Garantano won't be playing in Neyland Stadium tomorrow.
Oh my God, that's a cool name. I'll say that. But yeah, that's how I feel.
I'm with you. But I also need to someone like I don't want. I mean, I don't know if it can get as bad as Jarrett Garantano, but I need someone not to be like Jarrett 2.0. Like, someone needs to go out and obviously it's Joe Milton's first, like, he's going to have the first opportunity to go out and just own the field, be confident. Stud.
Yeah.
I mean, how many sacks did JG give up in the pocket?
Yeah.
Like, be a fighter. Get the ball out quick, and you're going to have opportunities to get the ball out quick in this offense. I'm not saying you didn't in Chaney's. I'm not trying to, like, give JG an out, but this is a very different offense.
My thing is, like, at Michigan, you kind of had that expectation, like, hey, we're going to win games, and then we're going to compete with Ohio State to see who gets in the Big Ten Championship, see who maybe gets into the college football playoff. At Tennessee, like, their ceiling is, like, what, 7-8 games? Like, that's not undo. Like, you don't have unrealistic unrealistic expectations as QB1 for this team right now. So, I mean, you should go out and ball. And your first game is against one of the worst. I know we're going to talk about them in a second, but they're one of the worst teams in the FBS.
No, this is a great game if you're a starting quarterback for your first time starting at your school, because this is his second. This will be his second time as a starter. But one of your first games starting, getting comfortable, getting things under your belt. And the same can be said for Heupel too. This is that we haven't talked about this enough, I don't think, on this show. I mean, we know it. It's just like Heupel. What do you think the feeling is outside of Tennessee? I feel like Tennessee fans are very, very split on what they think of Heupel. What do you think the feeling is outside of the program? I mean, you see it from like SEC schools, but it's not. But for the most part, it's just joking. Like, you know, you got your third pick or, you know, eighth pick, whatever. I don't know. But what do you think the feel like? What's the hope? Because I feel like Heupel's got something to prove tomorrow night, and everyone expects him to win. But if his offense doesn't put up points, I mean, right out the window, you're going to hear this guy isn't who he was all talked up to be.
Yeah, I mean, I think 247 coming out with Tennessee at what, number 19, with the talent that they still have on this roster. I think that maybe gives me false hope.
Number 19 in
like talent from, I guess, recruiting rankings.
Okay.
Like
now. Okay. So it's probably some weird formula that probably makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, it's probably from their rankings in high school. So there has to be development and stuff like that, right, obviously. Right. But I mean that got me like, okay, there's some talent on this roster.
Yeah.
But then I read an Athletic article, and I shouldn't have read it because here we are. But, I mean, it got me pretty hyped up for Joe Milton. And it was strictly about Joe Milton and, like, what he went through at Michigan, you know, the thumb injury and just, like, just stuff at Michigan that just didn't make a whole lot of sense. And there was COVID. I know we give – you know, Josh Heupel had, like – one of the worst COVID outbreaks in the country last year at UCF. And
oh, wow. Poor shower etiquette. Do we need to get Dooley back here?
Maybe. Something was, you know, maybe it was just the state of Florida.
That's actually a great
point. Yeah. But I mean, it got me really hyped up it got me excited.
So you're telling me not to go read these articles because I don't want to get like that. It hurts so bad. It hurts. I don't want to do it.
It does. It does. But
like you're setting yourself up to leave September 11th. I'm really, really pissed off.
I know. Hey, maybe even tomorrow.
Please, God, no. Just give us I know this sounds so sad, and it's like one of those, how far have we fallen? If we win, I will be happy. Like if we win if we win like we did against App State, recovering a fumble in the end zone. The only way we won an overtime, no offensive touchdown was scored in that overtime, in overtime at all, I will be happy just because I just want to win. And I mean, obviously, I'm not necessarily like I'm going to wake up Sunday and I'm going to cry, but I just want to win. And I mean, Tennessee shouldn't have a problem. Are we ready to jump into a preview? Are we ready to talk about this?
Yeah, I just want to say Joe Milton was kind of handpicked by Josh Heupel anyway. And I think he, during fall camp, kind of proved to this team that he is QB1. I mean, I don't think anybody was just like, any player like doubted that decision to be made when it was made.
No, and I mean, we always talked about, you said handpicked. Like, we knew there was, I always said it. That doesn't mean he's a starter, but there had to be something to Heupel bringing him in.
Yep. He has the most upside. You mentioned his traits physically. I mean, he just looks like $1 million. I mean, 6'4", what, 240, that can throw it 80 yards in the air. I mean,
everyone says he looks like a guy that just got cut this week. So,
ugh. Yikes. You didn't have to say that.
You brought up the money. I just wanted to make sure. I wanted to mention he wasn't getting a paycheck any longer.
That's true. But he is a former MVP. I'll take an MVP season, right?
Yeah, I'll take a Heisman season.
Yeah, I mean, I think he just went out and won it. I don't think there was anything really against Hendon Hooker and Harrison Bailey. I don't think they had a bad camp. It's just that Joe Milton won it.
Right.
And yeah, I think a lot of people wanted Harrison Bailey to win. I think we're in that Harrison Bailey camp where we like, if somebody doesn't go beat him out, I think we're okay with Harrison Bailey.
No, yeah, my great. I mean, my biggest knock on Joe Milton, I don't know if it was fair, was that we've seen him play. That was my biggest knock. And I always said I recognize it was that, you know, sometimes situations can change and players just – something clicks for them. And I always said that. But I wanted Harrison Bailey just because from what I thought we had seen, he looked like the most ready. And that's why I said that. But we'll see. I mean, I don't necessarily think this means Joe Milton's leaps and bounds better than either guy on the roster, honestly. We don't know kind of how that quarterback camp went just because it's so limited. It did seem like early on that Joe Milton was kind of put into at least the most of the first team reps, because it's been hinted for 2.5 weeks now that Joe Milton's going to be the number one guy just based on who's getting the reps.
Yeah, and like you got to go win it when it counts also. Yeah.
Oh, I mean,
you win it in fall camp. Yeah, you get the start, but like you also got to prove yourself when the lights are on too. And that's something, you know, JG just could not do at Tennessee for whatever reason. He won the starting job every single time, and he just couldn't get it done on the field. So you got to go prove it.
Absolutely. Tomorrow. Next 2 weeks are huge if you want to keep your starting job. Trevor mentioned his arm is leaps and bounds better. That's for sure. I mean, we know he can throw it farther. That's only one. Like, yeah, I'll give you that. But that's only one thing. I mean, how many high school quarterbacks do we see people gawk over how far they can throw the ball, but they can't throw a 10-yard out? Or they can't hit somebody on a 3-step slant.
Right. In high school, one of our like a linebacker for us 1 year did the throwing competition. Like, that doesn't mean Harrison Bailey threw completed 70% of his passes. Joe Milton, you know, I know he had a hurt thumb and things like that factored into that, but he only threw like over 50%. So, I mean, if you're looking at arm, that also means accuracy too.
No, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of stuff to it, but I agree. I mean, he does have a better, you know,
he got a cannon.
He can throw the ball. Oh, he can throw the ball over that mountain over there. I'm sure of it. Jacksonville State.
Is that a Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. the Jacksonville State kicker just, or punter, excuse me, special teams guy here, just fell over due to no reason. So we'll see.
They dropped the ball?
No. He punted it and then just fell.
Nice.
Good yeah. Man. Trevor said, to be honest, the difference here for me is Coach Hype. I trust him with QBs, and he chose Milton. No, yeah, I'm not out in Milton. I just mean what we've seen so far. What we've seen is not the same as coaching staff's seen. What we've seen of Milton's play at Michigan versus Bailey's limited time at quarterback for Tennessee and Hendon Hooker's time at Virginia Tech. Like, no one, I think, stands out. That's all I meant by Joe Milton doesn't seem to be leaps and bounds better. I agree. If he wants to roll Milton out there, he has a track record to prove it. Until he proves himself wrong, in my book, he deserves an opportunity.
Yeah, you got to trust
him. He's right. Yeah. So, and the team's got to trust him too.
Yep.
Because my opinion ultimately doesn't matter. All right, let's talk Bowling Green.
Bowling Green.
Bowling Green is a terrible, terrible football team.
They're terrible. Yeah, they're bad.
The only way they could pull off a win is if they successfully execute the annex of Puerto Rico.
Yeah. I mean, they're 111th in total offense, 117th in total defense.
Which, fun fact, isn't much worse than Tennessee's last year, though.
Correct. But they did it against MAC competition. We did do it against SEC competition. Just want to point that out. There is a big difference. I know there's a big Maction fans out there. I'm one of them. But I mean, let's call a spade a spade.
Well, I mean, yeah, but they have MAC talent too, so you gotta.
Yeah, I get it. But they're terrible.
I just wanted to be noted that Tennessee was terrible last year.
They are the youngest roster in college football, and their coach said that 70% of their players haven't played in front of a crowd yet. 70%.
They probably haven't been on a plane either.
They're going to get a rude awakening rolling into, what, 80,000?
I think they just sold 80,000 tickets, so it might be below our number. I'm thinking we're going to be – was it Graham? Were you saying originally 55? I said I'd meet you in the middle when I said 80. I think 65-70 is going to be where it ends up.
That's not going to be announced. It's going to be announced. No, 80-85.
however many tickets they sold will definitely be announced. It should be first off, let's start with that. The stuff before the game. Everything looks ready to go. Tailgating people there's already people in RVs tailgating. I mean, like there is on a normal game week. Volunteer Village is getting spiced up. Like, it's going to be a great game day atmosphere. Regardless of it being on a Thursday, regardless of it not being a sellout. I mean, that's one thing Tennessee. Those games have been sellouts. I was trying to think Utah State, that was a Sunday night game, just a freaking electric atmosphere and crowd. Ton of fun even for a Sunday night. App State, Thursday night game, just and this is going to lack some of that intensity, but I think there's also going to be, just because people haven't been in Neyland in a while, a lot of people haven't, and I think it's just going to be a fantastic atmosphere. I can't wait to see them run through the tee. I wish they could have figured out a way to do it last year, because it's the best entrance in college football. Some people, you'll see it somehow get ranked under Virginia Tech, which is absurd, but whatever. It's going to be a lot of fun. And going back to the point of Josh Heupel, this is his opener. This is his start of his Tennessee era. Like, this is – it's going to be a great time to do it. Like, this isn't a hot noon game that people are just cheering just because they feel like they have to. Like, people are going to be amped, pumped. It's going to be 80 degrees. It is going to be football weather. The lights are on in different colors this year. The checkerboard end zones already look gorgeous. They haven't been painted orange yet. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to see the field. Can't wait to be back in Neyland. Going back to a little bit of Bowling Green to kind of make you feel better. I mean, this team last year scored 11.4 points per game last season. They scored over 10 points twice last season. They did go 0-5. They only played 5 games in MAC competition. They scored twice. They scored 24 against Kent State and 17 against Buffalo. Do kind of want to remind you real quick that both of those games, they scored 14 points in the fourth quarter. It was so out of hand at that point. So, probably they were on pace to go under 10 points per game. That should make you feel – if you weren't feeling great about it, you should feel a lot better. Matt McDonald's their quarterback, threw for 712 yards, 1 touchdown, 6 INTs last season.
They'll have a new starting quarterback though, right? It's that transfer?
Is it going to be a transfer?
I think it's the – I'll have to check their depth chart now. I think it's Drew Gunther.
Okay. Yeah, so
I don't know if they named it. I don't know if they named it. They might have an oar. They might have some oars.
And they did give up 300 yards rushing last season per game. Not great. 4 underclassmen and a converted defensive lineman is what makes up their offensive line. So McDonald is starting.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up right now. It doesn't look like – he looked like he was listed third. I thought they – did he leave last year? Where's he at? Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong guy. I'll have to look it up now.
And they lost 3 out of their 4 top tacklers. They do return their leading tackler from last season, but they do lose their sack leader and their tackles for loss leader in Roland Walter. I think that's right.
That's a pronunciation.
And they allowed 45 points per game. So if you're wanting to take the – over, maybe that's a good.
My only fear with the over 57 or 67.5.
It's quite a bit.
So that's my only.
How much is Bowling Green going to score?
That's my question. I think Tennessee has no problem getting to 40 points. Someone said 30 plus by halftime.
I think they should be up by 3 touchdowns at halftime. 100%.
3 touchdowns. Yeah. Sure. I don't know if Bowling Green should score. I don't know. It's just getting to that 67 mark or 68 mark, really, it kind of expects Bowling Green to score at least 15. Mm-hmm. Or you hope they do. So Tennessee's got to, I just don't know. 60.5. Oh, I was thinking of 67. 60.5 feels better.
Because Tennessee, I thought you just take Tennessee to cover. Tennessee should cover.
Because Tennessee should score 50 points, right?
Yeah,
I mean, this all the offensive hype you talk about. I mean, what you bring at running back,
the pace you're going to is a lot of it too. You're going to get a lot of opportunities to drive the field and hopefully score pretty fast. I mean, who do you think it scores the first touchdown?
Scores the first touchdown. Gah.
Do you think it's a bomb right off the rip, or do you think it's a run?
I think they take a chance, but if you mean like first play or like first couple of plays bomb, I think I don't think they're going to come out and run a halfback dive. Like I don't, that just doesn't feel that would, if they run a dive on the first play, I'm going to just go ahead and turn it off and wish everybody a good night and say, welcome to Butch Jones and Jeremy Pruitt 2.0, 3.0, whatever you want to call it.
Boom.
So hopefully that's not the case. I can't imagine that doesn't seem like the style that they would be trying to play at. So yeah, I mean, I think there's going to be a bomb early. I guess my question is, does it connect? I don't know. I feel like it's Tyon Evans or Jabari Small. I think it's a running back. I think it's a running play.
I'm going to go Cedric Tillman.
Okay.
I think we drive the field a little bit, running the football with those guys. And then you take a shot in the red zone and get it up to Cedric Tillman, who's been the guy with 50-50 balls all spring and fall camp.
There you go. I mean, I like that take. I do. I would like to see. I hope that would be fun to see Cedric Tillman get involved, since he hasn't been, you know, one of the top wide receivers that's been talked about in this camp. That'd be fun.
But he is a starter.
He is a starter.
I mean, and again, like going back to the starters, like you're going to play a lot of receivers. You're going to play a lot of defensive linemen. So that two deep. Yeah, I mean, they get the start, but I don't think that's the end-all, be-all. I think if you're going to go out there and make plays, you're going to stay out there and make plays.
For sure. B. Hunter mentioned they probably won't show a lot, so that could drop the score.
It doesn't matter. You should be able to tell Bowling Green what you're running and still score on them.
If it looks like we're just running this vanilla offense, I'm turning off the TV and I'm done. I'm sorry. It doesn't work. It does. I hate that. The vanilla crap. It pisses me off.
Just score, baby.
Just play football. Just go play football.
Yeah, if you're going to play, if you feel that confident that you're going to play vanilla, then put some second string, third string guys in and let's run the same offense.
Yeah.
I
don't know how you expect, them to not do it against teams like Bowling Green. Like, again, if you're going to play the cupcake games, go play them and get you prepared for the Georgias, the Floridas, the Pitt. If you're going to play vanilla versus a cupcake game, don't schedule a cupcake game.
Yeah, you don't want to do an onside kick or maybe a trick play.
Right.
But, yeah, like run your offense.
Yeah, exactly. And if you can't throw enough wrinkles in there, then you're just not a good coach. Like, that's it.
Yeah, this isn't like you're not playing – you're playing an FBS team.
Right. Right.
A MAC opponent. You played Georgia State a couple years ago and you lost because, I mean, you didn't play well, and then you played vanilla too, so that didn't help anything.
Right.
There was a lot of those guys that were on that are still on this roster that played in that game. They don't want to play vanilla.
No one.
They don't want to see that happen again.
No.
They don't even want a chance. Leave no doubt.
I really do want to go back and watch that Georgia State game just to see like the flow of the offense. Just to like, because you know you're watching it in anger.
Yeah, easy, Sean Kingston.
Jalen Hyatt will be the man, Graham. I agree. I would love to see like a second play. All right, here's my exception. If they run like a dive first play, come out and throw a bomb to Jalen Hyatt second play, I'll keep the TV on. So I'll let him go two plays.
Deep post, just right down the freaking middle. Yeah.
Play action, deep post. Let's get it going.
Cover two, just splitting the safeties.
Make that secondary hesitate. Make him step towards the line.
You're getting me fired up over here.
We're not going to score a single touchdown tomorrow. Ugh. I can just feel it.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Not a single.
I've been to so many of these cupcake games where it's just like, that was so disappointing. I'm done seeing it. Josh Heupel, that's my challenge to you. Beat the people you should beat and beat them badly.
Not much of a challenge.
And beat them badly.
This is one of those how far we become. golly, just – Well, that's a funny thing. I mean, Tennessee fans have certainly talked themselves into like 7 wins already. I'm sure some people, they might not publicly say it. They kind of allude to it. Like, I mean, we could beat them and them like 10 games. Like, guys, get out of here. Get out of here.
I'm going to say 6-6. realistically, I think that's what we go.
5-7.
And I don't think that's – I don't. That's not a disappointment. Like, again, I go back to the expectations. Like, that's – it is disappointing from where we're at.
Well, so, I mean,
you look at where we were at last year and the 6-6, I don't think that's that bad.
Here's the thing. 6-6 is bad if you get blown out in the other six games. Dependent on how you play in those other six games. And I'm not talking about, like, if Tennessee goes 6-6, they play everyone else to, you know, a score and then get blown up by Alabama. That I would take, dependent on a good 6-6. But, like, if your only wins are against SEC, Vanderbilt, South Carolina, Kentucky, does that get you to 6?
No, 6 would be
– just 2 SEC wins?
Well,
no, 3. It'd be 3. Pit. Well – oh, is non-conference? No. I'm talking about your 3 definite win games plus Vanderbilt, and then you get like a Kentucky, South Carolina win, but Ole Miss beats you by 30, Pitt beats you by 10. Like, then you're talking like, all right, that 6-6 isn't that great. Like, you've got to play with the teams you should be able to play with. So, like, that's what I mean. I think it's very dependent on, and I think the only way if you go 4-8 and you play every game to one score, in my head, that's still disappointing. So I think it's just very dependent on when you look at the kind of like the quality of those games when you're judging. But I mean, right now, I would not say 6-6 is a disappointment. No, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
So I think it just, it's going to vary.
Show some improvement. Score some points. Make it fun.
Make football
fun. Tomorrow should be fun.
Yes. Does Heupel get the crowd pumped?
He better. I know a lot of people are like, oh, just win. I don't care about the light show. Dude, I was at a high school light show last Friday, and that was electric.
And someone's going to die.
Someone might die. But everybody remembers that person that died at that, at that NC State game.
Oh, my gosh. That was dark.
Yeah, I mean, that's not great. But, I mean, like – I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should stop.
Did he really die?
Yes.
Oh, man.
He fell from the balcony. I hope no one
died. You can't hang over. You can't hang. Yeah.
No.
But it's going to be like it's going to be cool. I think you're going to really enjoy it.
Oh, and that's the thing is you can't please anybody when you're losing. The just win crowd is going to say, I mean, they, like, if we tweet out, like, question of the day, what do you think the Vols record is? I don't care. Just win. It's like,
I know you can't even do questions of the day.
What's the best tailgate? I don't care, just win.
Or like, I got something to, like, who's going to score the first touchdown? Somebody. Okay.
Don't care. No, it's I don't care, just win. That's the one I hate. I don't care, just win. Yeah. We all want to win. Golly. Charlie said 59-10. Vols are Bowling Green. Joe Fowler, Heupel will get the crowd going if we score like 28 points in the first half. If you know Tennessee's up 30 going into the locker room, I better see some getting crowd pumped up. Better see it from Heupel. He's looking a little healthier. Maybe he's just such a football guy that he looks kind of sickly leading up. But once game week hits, I think he looks better.
He's seen all these coaches in the past couple of years just blow up in their time in Tennessee. He wants to go the opposite direction.
Right.
Which I'm cool with. Like, you want to do opposite of what all these coaches before him have done.
He's looked rough, though, the last couple of weeks. But does look better this week. I'll give him that.
He's eating looks better. Yeah, maybe. He's stressed out, dude. I mean, like, it's first game, SEC.
Love it. Predictions for the Bowling Green game.
Yeah, did we talk about depth chart?
We talked about it. I didn't know how much, like, if you wanted to get into anything else with it.
Well, there were some things I just want to mention. I think Elijah Simmons was definitely a surprise to some people just because what we heard from Rodney Garner just a week ago saying that, you know, the Mount Cody's aren't, you know, in this league anymore and stuff like that. And for him to be listed as a starter, I mean, props to him for answering the challenge, but –
well, he's a little more athletic than Mount Cody.
Right, but it was just a shock to hear that stuff come from Rodney Garner, and then a week later he's listed as a starter. I wouldn't have guessed that. But, dude, I'm pumped to see some Elijah Simmons, that area 51 in the middle of that defense.
I've been a big Elijah Simmons fan just because the Junkyard Dog. I don't know how that nickname came about. It might have been the guys at Fox Sports Knox that started it after seeing that picture. He's got a beautiful voice, angelic voice. He can dunk a basketball. He's a big dude to be dunking a basketball.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about Eve Spawns being like that talented. Elijah Simmons is pretty damn talented too.
Oh, that's I forgot about that one. I love it. I love Elijah Simmons. I think this is a longer video of him singing.
Dude, let's play that near the light show, baby.
I mean, dude, like,
dude, let's get in our feels. Let's go full on Rod Wave or Drake mode. Or we just get in our feels.
That's a great, like, he has a great voice.
Did that make my freaking, I got damn goosebumps.
I did. No, I'm a big Elijah Simmons fan. So
you got the hairs on my neck standing up.
Right. I love that. Just like, I just loved him because of like who he seemed to be. I had nothing to do with football. I'm like, oh, I hope he gets to start. We knew he'd probably get to, you know, see the field some this year in that mix. The fact that he's starting, like, that just makes it so much better.
Yeah, he's a guy like that voice just makes me want to hug him.
He's got a huggable look to him.
Yeah, yeah.
He looks like a mascot.
Like, he's a guy, like, you see him in pictures, like, oh, man, that dude would kill somebody. But, like, you actually, like, see him, like, not when he's in a, like, posing as being mean. And, yeah, he is a very lovable person.
Well, now that I think about it, he really is, like, a mascot. Like, most adults would be like, that's not a huggable thing. But, you know, kids are just like, yeah, I'm going to go hug this thing, for lack of a better word. Like, this massive animal, Junkyard Dog, I'm going to go hug him. Very mascot-ish of him. So, but no, that's awesome. I love it that Elijah Simmons is getting that opportunity. Also, much more athletic than Mount Cody. I'd like to mention that.
There you go. Yeah, hopefully he blocks some kicks too. And I do think you'll see Tyler Barron and Byron Young on the field at the same time. I don't think that's going to be, you know, I know Blakely was listed as the other defensive end. I think it'll kind of depend on the situation. But right. I think if it's a for sure passing down, I think you'll see both those guys on the edge coming after the quarterback.
Yes, I agree. Now, that was a little bit of a shock that they were listed how they were.
What about all the upperclassmen? There's quite a bit. I think there's only one lowerclassman or underclassman on defense, and that's Tyler Barron.
Wow.
Everybody else is like a redshirt sophomore, redshirt junior, senior. But yeah, a lot of upperclassmen. I think that's good. I think you have a lot of guys that are experienced. Only three freshmen listed on this depth chart in the two deep. Christian Charles at safety. You have Jalen Wright at running back. And then you have Walker Merrill at a receiver position. So those three guys we've heard quite a bit from. I think all three of those guys were early enrollees. So if you want to see how important it is to early enroll at a school, that should be your key.
Yeah. It definitely pays off. Now, Joe Milton, though, he didn't get here until – he does have college experience, though. So,
yeah.
I'll spot you that one.
He was here in May. He just didn't practice. Yeah,
that's fair.
So he was learning the playbook a little bit, but yeah. That's kind of all I got for the simple.
He didn't need to learn it.
The depth chart, I feel like a lot of those were kind of you thought that was going to be the case, but no, I think the Tyler Barron, Byron Young, and then the Elijah Simmons, I think were.
But I mean, again, even with but going back into what I said earlier, I mean, you knew he'd be in that mix, that 2 deep probably somewhere,
right? Along. Right.
So. Let's get it, boys. Charlie, I hate that you're asking me where we're tailgating tomorrow. We can't, or I can't. Landon just hates you all, so he didn't want to.
Yeah, it's just hard to put a tailgate together. You know, a lot of people are just getting there right at time, and then, you know, the next day they got to work. So it's just a hard time to get people together to really spend some money and throw it all together. Thursday sucks. But we're going to have a big one for Pitt. So set your alarms, get up early, and we will definitely be there for Pitt. Come by. Everybody's welcome. Everybody's invited.
All are welcome.
It's going to be a party. We got Shotsky. We got cornhole. We got definitely football on the pavement. I mean,
I wasn't going to drink at the Pitt tailgate either, but I'm going to have to now.
Oh, you weren't?
I got to get my second vaccine that Sunday.
Oh, dude, you'll be good. You won't even feel anything. That'd be great.
I'm going to die the next day. I'm going to be so dehydrated mixed with.
Oh, I'll make a point to make sure you drink water. We'll just start chasing stuff.
With you water?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. I like it. I want the Perrier.
Yeah, we already missed this one, so we're gonna let loose on the Pitt game. Because next week's Tennessee Tech.
We're shotgunning tomorrow though.
Oh, for sure. What time?
Like on the I don't know when we do keys to the game, but on that, yeah, we're gonna shotgun.
Okay, I gotta take one with me.
Yeah.
All right, screw it. Let's do it.
I love it. I love it. All right.
That's gonna hate me.
Oh, I know. I can't wait to see it. I need somebody to. Is there gonna be a third person there with you that can videotape him?
Oh, my sister and my wife are going.
Perfect. So. All right. Perfect. All right. So score predictions. Drop in the chat. We'll do this again tomorrow. They may change. What's your score prediction for tomorrow?
48-6.
So the Vols do not hit the over, but they do cover. My math right? No, they don't. Yeah, they cover. Sorry. They cover.
Yeah, I'm not confident in the over just because I don't know if Bowling Green has – they do have a pretty good running back, but he only rushed for 200-something yards. He did have 4 touchdowns, 8 yards per carry, but I think Tennessee shuts that shit down.
Okay. All right.
I'm feeling confident, man. I'm feeling good. I'm ready. I'm excited. I'm excited to be back. We didn't get to experience it all last year, so no. I'm pumped up. Even if we're mediocre, I'm just glad it's back.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm trying to like really put together what I think that score's going to be. I'm trying to decide if the Vols cover is kind of my thing.
This vodka drinker in the chat, what is he talking about?
I don't know. I'm ignoring it. It's driving me nuts. Okay, I'm either thinking – so here's my two takes. I think Bowling Green scores 3 times. 17 points. And they score 3 times.
Oh, my God.
Well, I think you're just – I think you have to assume they get good field position on at least one drive. Whether it be a turnover, bad punt, something. I just think there's probably going to be a good field position for them on one drive. I think they score a touchdown late, and then I'm leaving one room for error. So 17 to 13 points, somewhere in there.
Now, I hate 13. 17 kind of makes me a little bit uneasy.
Could you see a late, two late touchdowns? I think that's a possibility. I think you see at least one, potentially two.
Does Heupel, I don't know this for sure. I'm just asking if you can say this. Does Heupel call the dogs off? Like, did he call the dogs off at UCF?
How many times do you even get to call the dogs off at UCF, though?
How many times have we called the dogs off ever? We've never been in that position.
Jones did in the first quarter. But yeah, I mean, so that's what I'm trying to figure out. And then I think I'm comfortable. Did you say 48? I think someone said 48.
Yeah, I'm in 48-6.
I'm in the 48 to 52 range, okay. For Tennessee.
52.
I think I'll say 52-17. I think is what I'll say. It scares me to say Tennessee is going to score that much. It feels so wrong.
52-17 sounds like that seems like a freaking good game.
It does. Vols for Life has 50-10. Wes McLaughlin has 56-13. It's thinking kind of the way I am, Wes. I like it.
Joe, what you got? Joe's ready. He's got his legs ready. He's about to stand up in the student section. He's got his hood up. Well,
I'm praying the whole time. It's funny that Caleb said that because I got mine exactly at 51-17. I'm with him. I think like late score or something. But they have to get the 50 burger. I'm gonna get sad if they don't.
Yeah, there you go. I forgot about the 50 burger.
I'm riding the 50 burger the whole way.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe we get a safety and we get mine up to exactly 50.
Okay.
I'd like a safety. What if we went full on? Who was Nebraska and Illinois? They went safety the first points of college football season.
That means it's got to be crazy. Like to see it.
When's the last time Tennessee got a safety?
Like, got one on them or, like, produced a safety?
Produced a safety.
Okay, because I feel like it's probably happened a couple times in the last few years at some point.
Oh, God.
The one I'm thinking of, was that a touchdown?
Is that the
– Eric Ainge's in the back of the end zone? That was a safety. You hit the goalpost? Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking of. That was 2007, though.
To get a safety scored on you, that's pretty demoralizing to a team.
Yeah, no, I would love to see it if Tennessee's able to get a safety.
That's like an own goal, right? Is that what
– That is like a, that is like an own goal, yeah. Yeah, good call. B. Hunter said 63-10. A lot of – I'm liking that everyone has in this chat.
Like, he wants a 60 burger.
Faith in the offense. A lot of faith in the offense. I like it.
I did send a reply to Big Cat saying, come to our tailgate.
Yeah, he's a coward. He's a coward. Okay, he won't do it. He won't show up. I'm going to need someone to clip this so I can tweet it at him. But he's a coward. Leave out that part. Just that I called him a coward.
Just a tailgate.
He's a coward.
Just for the tailgate, yeah.
Exactly.
You guys think Tennessee covers 35.5 real quick?
I'm going to say they cover.
I have – is that – that's covering, right?
Yeah, I haven't covered 42. Yeah.
Oh, I can't do math that fast.
You got to go even.
Is it 30 – oh, no, they don't. It's 35.5, isn't it? Or is it 34.5?
35.5.
Yeah, so they don't cover on my score. Right at 35. Uh-oh. 35 is a lot of points, no matter how bad the team you're playing is.
That's true. But if we do score quick, like the first three drive we score – I feel confident in that 35.
Score all.
Yeah, we go 21 nothing first quarter. Yeah, we're covering.
You have not been in Neyland Stadium the last decade. We are punting the first drive.
We get three and out?
Probably.
Oh, that's going to be heartbreaking. That made me so mad. That's a terrible way to start a game. To start an error.
That's pretty bad. I believe we get a defensive score. Was it Butch Jones' first game that we scored like three defensive touchdowns back to back to back?
When was his first game?
Western Kentucky, if I remember correctly.
God, we played Tyson Helton.
Was he at Western Kentucky?
I feel like
he was there for like a year, but I don't know what year he was.
Gotcha. I don't remember which.
I'm going to look up Butch Jones.
I know they had. They had a pretty good kind of scat. Was it Bobby Rainey?
I don't know who that is.
I feel like they had a pretty good like returner slash running back receiver kind of guy.
Butch Jones' first game was Austin Peay, but he did play Western Kentucky that year, and I believe we scored like three defensive touchdowns. I'm going to have to look it up. Now, I will say the last time we played Bowling Green in Nashville in 2015, this will actually be Bowling Green's first time in Knoxville. We played – they had Tyler Johnson. Does that sound right? No, that's UAB's quarterback I'm watching right now. But they had a pretty stout offense. I mean, one of the highest producing offenses in college football that year or the previous year.
I think a receiver came from Alabama, right?
The Bowling Green?
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly who all they had. I know they had that, you know, pretty good quarterback.
They had a pretty high octane offense.
Yeah, I think the quarterback even played like for a time, maybe with the Browns. Doesn't sound right. Just I'm probably thinking that because of Ohio. But I think he had.
And their colors look like the Browns.
That's true. That's true. But yeah, they.
So UAB's up 10-0. That doesn't look good. We kind of lost Caleb here for a second. If y'all got any questions, drop them in the chat. We'd love to get to those. I don't think we have anything right now. Heisman Joe. See, I like that. I think he needs a nickname, number one. With the name Joe, you need a nickname. I'm going to go Dieter. That's right. That Dieter. Yeah, he transferred to Bama. That's right. Okay. Yeah, appreciate that, DeMarcus. I couldn't remember which way it was. And then they had like a He's like a strawberry blonde or redheaded quarterback, I'm pretty sure. Is Caleb coming back in here?
No, I'll hop in
Joe. Here. Joe. Cool. So, Joe, so have you thought any more about a nickname for Joe Milton?
I like Mighty Joe, like just like
Mighty
straight
Joe?
Out.
But if okay.
we're doing Heisman Joe, I like Joe Heisman, I think. Like just on shirt, if we can get him.
Yeah,
like
that's, mid, that's like, better than Heisman like, Joe, yeah. Because you got Joe yeah. Theismann.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. But yeah, Mighty Joe Milton, that's pretty solid.
I don't know. Just
anything goes with Joe. I like. What are some of your nicknames?
I don't know.
You got Mighty. Know. Anybody ever called you Mighty Joe?
Maybe.
No, you're not big enough.
I wish. Yeah. I haven't done it. Yeah, Joe the Show. I like that.
Joe the Show. That's a good one. He's got to prove. I mean, like, we could be saying this now, and then like he doesn't even finish the game against Bowling Green. And we're like, well, that was a waste. Hopefully he does. Did you watch the kind of interview with Cade and – oh, there he is.
Get me back?
You're back.
Power went out, so I'm on my phone now.
Nice.
Well, power's obviously back on, but the internet's going to take a minute to kick back up. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Hey, we're talking about Joe Milton and nicknames again. Lance Austin said Joe Mama. That's witty. Good job. Joe the Show is one.
Okay.
DeMarcus said Matt Johnson was the quarterback, and Dieter was the receiver.
Okay.
That transferred to Bama.
Gotcha. So Matt Johnson was actually on the first season, I believe, of QB1 with the kid from Pennsylvania. He was the QB coach.
Man, what was his name? He's at
Wake Forest, isn't he?
No, he's at Gardner-Webb now.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't remember what his name is.
But, yes, yeah, so that is who I was thinking of the right person. Matt, is he said Matt Johnson? So not Tyler Johnson.
Yeah.
It was a Johnson. But I don't know where we're at. We were talking, I know, score and predictions. Oh, you were talking nicknames, though.
Yeah, we just got into nicknames. I kind of, you know, was kind of lost when – because we're kind of moving the next thing anyway, and then power went out, I guess, at a weird time. So, any questions? Storms. Do you have any questions?
I haven't seen any. Well, I've obviously been out of it too. So, I'm trying to actually get my restream pulled back up here.
Lance Austin just said, call him daddy. Oh, okay.
I'm out on that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, maybe not. I mean... If you win a Heisman, I guess you can be called whatever you want, but I'm not calling anybody that. But Tavon Bowers was the quarterback from – he went to Wake Forest and then went to Gardner-Webb.
Gotcha. What was it? Oh, I do want to talk about locks. That's what I want to talk about, locks.
Locks.
Because I know we're talking predictions and stuff, so I did want to discuss What are your locks? I've got four. I don't want to go through all the games. I've got four plus one, but one of mine plus Dylan's that he gave us, okay. Dylan Coles. But that one may also contradict potentially mine, one of my locks. So first, I'll start Thursday night. Neither Tennessee is not my lock. Not the over, not the spread, nothing. I'm not a Tennessee, not bet on that game. Staying away from it, heavy. Don't touch. Ohio State, though. I've got Ohio State covering plus 13.5 against Minnesota.
Minus 13.5?
Sorry, minus 13.5. Apologies. Minus 13.5.
Yeah, I got that one, too. I think they cover that pretty easily.
Now, I bit myself in the foot. I'm following Dylan's because I think I may like it, and I'm going with the under.
Yeah, I went with the under, too. I didn't put – as much money as I went with Ohio State to cover, but over and under is just it just makes me nervous either way.
Right. And I'm gonna have to pull up what that is. I believe it was
I got it at 62.5.
Okay, I was about to so it is possible. I just think if a team's winning by 14, there's probably going to be a lot of points scored in that game.
Could it be a blowout? Yeah.
Right. It could be a lot of points scored. Now, I will tell you, my lock, I'm just following Dylan Coles. My lock is -13.5. Ohio State beats Minnesota, no problem. No problem. Unless PJ Fleck is able to row that boat really, really fast, because I hope they can, because I can assure you Ohio State's going to have a motorboat Thursday night. You're going to need more than oars to keep up.
Yeah, he's definitely going to have more than a trolling motor, too. You're going to have one of those big puppies on the back. Yeah, I'm going with that one, too. I also have Alabama. I think they're covering.
I'm not.
I know. Miami, trash. I think Alabama's defense is for real. I don't really expect Miami to score. They might score a field goal, but I don't think they score a touchdown.
I think Miami scores at least 14 points. Now, at least 14. I'll say this. This is a hot take. I know it. But if anybody was going to catch Alabama on an opening game in any year, is this not the year? True freshman quarterback. A lot of guys that left, and I know who they're replacing. I understand that.
He's a redshirt.
Oh, was he on campus last year? I was thinking
yes,
he was. Okay. My point still stands. He didn't play. So they have a brand-new quarterback. I know they have Bill O'Brien, but Bill O'Brien's not the same play caller as Steve Sarkisian or Lane Kiffin. So I don't think Miami will win. I 100% want to clarify that. I'm just saying if we were going to pick any year, and I would like to say 1 year maybe Nick Saban gets caught. So this year, I think, is that year.
Yeah, I just think if you're banking on Nick Saban to get caught, he's probably not going to get caught at that time.
I'm not touching it. I mean, I'm not touching the Alabama game. No.
I'm going Alabama to cover. I think it probably gets up to close to 21 by the time the game starts. And, I think Alabama kind of runs away with it. I think their defense is for real. I think they got they got the best linebacking core in the country. They got a defensive lineman out the butt. They have the secondary, who's probably one of the best in the country as well, Josh Jobe, and some of those guys. So, yeah, I think they're perfectly fine. And I think Derek King is going to get a little frustrated and then become a turnover happy.
It's going to be a tough game for sure. My next lock, I've got Coastal and Citadel, over 56.5. Landon asked me if I was going to be riding with the Mullet Boys down in Myrtle Beach, always, forever. I'm doing it. 56.5. I think Coastal could potentially score 56 of those points. So we just need Citadel to get one.
Okay. I like that. Where did you get the line at? Did you get it on DraftKings or FanDuel?
That is FanDuel. As of all these locks got in.
Sorry, no free ads, but I do want to ask.
Locks were put in on Sunday night. So I don't know where they're at now.
Gotcha.
I would take Ohio State up to 16. No. If you can't get Ohio State, don't touch it at 13.5. I would take Coastal and Citadel. I would take them all the way up to 58.5, just because I think it's possible Coastal scores 49. Citadel should at least score 10 at that point. My next lock, I told you I've got four. This one, I'm gonna go ahead and warn you. Me and Landon talked about this. I think me and you talked about this. This is a trap game. Oh, we talked about this last week, I think. It is a trap game. Duke -6.5 over Charlotte. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm taking it. It's 7 points. It's a touchdown. I'm taking it. Lock it in. Get your money. If you lose it, so what? Suck it up.
Yeah, I like that one too. It's not my lock just because I think, like you mentioned, it is probably a trap game. But I do like you said, it's a touchdown.
It's a touchdown.
And it's the first game of the year. There's not a lot of tape on these teams. I think usually in the first week, the better team usually comes out on top.
By at least a touchdown.
Yeah.
if we were talking 13.5 points, I'll probably stay away from it. 6.5, right. Let's do it.
What's your last one?
My very last one. Clemson -2.5 over Georgia. Lock it in. Georgia's not going to beat them. It's not going to happen. So they just got to win by 3. Take it. Don't hesitate.
I kind of like the under in that game too.
Yeah, I debated that one. I did. I think
you know what it was at. I don't remember what it was at.
52 something in that range. It wasn't. wasn't incredible, made me nervous, but I'm just like, I don't know. My fear was with Georgia. That was where my fear lied. Like, can they, you know, I don't know how great they will be against. I don't know how little they can hold Clemson to, essentially.
No Eric Gilbert, too.
No Eric Gilbert.
You got Dylan Cole's number one, like his top lock of the week.
I thought his top one. Yeah, I did it. I did play the under. I'm pretty confident.
It is the under in Ohio State, Minnesota, right?
Yes. Okay. And I am pretty – I'll say this. I'm fairly confident that one of those will hit, that the Minnesota-Ohio State one.
Yeah, I feel like if the under doesn't hit, I feel like Ohio State is scoring 50 points. Like, that's the reason it doesn't hit.
Right, yeah. Right.
I have a couple, too. Right. I do Ohio State-Minnesota. I like that one. I like Alabama-Miami. I also like UNC – -5.5 over Virginia Tech.
I took it. I wasn't willing to call it a lock for me, but I did take it.
I like it. Sam Howell, I think this team is ready to take the next step in finally somebody giving Clemson a game in the ACC. And I think that team is North Carolina, and I think they're for real. Enter Sandman, I don't care.
More like exit Sandman, am I right?
Yeah. More like get back in the ground, Sandman. Yeah, it's a lock, baby. Sam Howell should have been at Tennessee. Sucks, but it's a lock. My next one is UCF. I think -4.5 over Boise State. And, I mean, Gus Malzahn, I know you can say what you want, but the guy's
– he's a good football coach.
Yeah, he's been to a national championship. And he's at a program with a quality quarterback in Dylan Gabriel. And they got some studs around them. So I think they take care of business in the bounce house against Boise State. And it's kind of like those ones, I think they win by at least a touchdown. Got to be.
I'm with you. I took that one too.
That's kind of all my locks. That's all. Sweet. And most of those are kind of early. I think Alabama is the only one that's on Saturday.
Duke's on Saturday. And Clemson and –
oh, but I'm talking about mine, I guess.
Oh, yours. Okay. Yeah. UCF and Boise State are tomorrow, correct?
Yeah. I put a lot of those in a parlay. So if you're feeling good about it, maybe put a fourth of a unit or half a unit. I love that I'm talking units because, like, a year ago,
your unit's way different than what a unit is.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine's like $5, but I do have quite a bit of money on Ohio State to cover. So if they don't, I'm going to be really upset. But
if you see Landon living on the street,
I know no free ads, but DraftKings is giving away some money. So at least you should make some money this weekend.
Right. Right. So what's trending? What do you got?
I don't have a lot, actually. Dude, it's just football season. I mean, number one.
It is. I've got one for that. My first one, though, is Hard Knocks sucks, and I'm canceling my HBO.
Oh, you don't like it? I've only watched the first two episodes, and I wasn't thrilled about it.
No, I hate it, and I'm really canceling my HBO because of it. That's the only reason I get HBO. I get it every time this year to watch Hard Knocks.
Okay.
And then I catch them on some other shows if they're in there, but nope, I'm out. Canceled. Done.
Yeah, I love it.
I've also got I've got football is back. You're right about football's back. And the greatest sign that football is back, people just like making fun of people's families and wives and girlfriends and whatever else in the name of fandom. Like the guy that hated on South Carolina that was like, I know what sex position your mom will be in or something like that. I was like, nice. What is it? Did you see that?
No, I didn't. I'm excited to see some signs, though. Oh, I thought this is where you're going with football's back, is like people misspelling signs and stuff.
No, that will be fun, though.
Yeah, I can't wait to see some of that.
So, this will go to my next what's trending. Gamecock football tweeted out battle armor. Someone tweeted, what position is this coach going to play? And someone replied, what sex position am I going to use with your wife? How did you get there? I just love that everyone's like, you're a Florida fan, your wife's ugly, or like something like that. It's like, and you even see some some inter-fandom hate sometimes, which is that'll never make sense
to fandom, me. Not Sandman, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. But I just like that is the first sign you know college football's back, is when you see just people unexplainably attacking people's personal life.
Yeah, why is everybody so mad?
I have no idea.
I just don't understand. Like, I mean, sports is like one of the greatest things on earth, but it also brings out the worst in a lot of people, including myself. But
I wouldn't say it brings out the worst in me, but it definitely can show me.
Definitely doesn't help my blood pressure, or I'm not really happy on the weekends as of the last couple of years in the fall. So
we can save it for another day. I don't want to get into that. That's a long talk. How to fix that. My last switch trending coaches, man. Coaches are back. Not only are they back, some are getting arrested on the sidelines. I wish that had been awesome if he had. Some are trying to think of what other coaches are doing right now. And then some are just playing for their teams.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great.
So here's my question about that. South Carolina, if you don't know, they have a grad assistant that'll be starting at quarterback for them Saturday. Not really sure who they play. Were all the quarterbacks hurt, or is like, can you like imagine the confidence of the backup when they were like, the guy goes down, the backup's like, oh, I'm good, I get to start. He calls his mom, walks in the next day, and his coach is in full pads taking first team reps.
Yeah, that's got to be kind of demoralizing. You probably see a transfer there, but I mean, full on Jackie Moon status.
Yeah. Good callback.
Corn dogs for everybody.
It's amazing. I don't think the jokes have sat in enough that we used to make fun of like Kentucky, Tennessee almost had to do it at one point, starting Juwan Jennings at quarterback. Like schools that have had to start wide receivers at quarterback, or one school that had to get a kicker off the soccer team, they had to bring in a grad assistant to play quarterback. Like a guy who was like, I'm done playing football because I'm not getting chances to play. I'm just going to go be a grad assistant somewhere. They're having to start him at quarterback.
Yeah, you bring up a good point. Like, he probably wasn't starting somewhere else, so he's like a grad assistant now. Does that make you feel a lot better for the South Carolina game, or does it make you feel a little uneasy about it?
I have felt good about the South Carolina game since they hired Frank Beamer.
Shane Beamer.
Sorry.
You gave him a little bit more credit than he deserved.
I would have felt okay with Frank Beamer too. But yeah.
Yeah, Frank I Beamer's agree. Son.
Grandson, maybe. How old is Frank? Is he alive still? Are we going to find out he's... I feel like he's not. I feel like I remember something.
I feel like we're laughing at death too much.
No, he's still good. He's good. He just his Wikipedia doesn't have a. It just has born.
He's,
no death
he's so old. His Wikipedia just says born. Oh, that's awesome. Frank Shane. Yeah, they're not good at all. Yeah, Caleb's out, I guess. Maybe his internet's loading back up. Maybe that's why. We do have a question from Evan Swafford. Where are Morvin Joseph, Mari Thomas, and Bryson Eason? These were all pretty big recruits, and we are thin on defense. They are still nowhere to be seen. Was their development really that far behind? Two of those guys were freshmen last year, and I know like they get that year back, so they're technically still freshmen, even though they're listed as sophomores. So, I mean, last year just kind of sucked for everybody. Tennessee got it worse than others. And so I think just because they weren't on the depth chart, I think you'll see those guys play in some capacity this season. Maybe they are younger, so maybe they take over later on in the season for some of those veteran guys that are ahead of them right now. But just go ball out, man. I mean, this is a perfect opportunity for you to go – ball out under the lights, and that's how you get opportunities. I mean, practice is one thing, but if you're producing a game, they got to play you.
If they give you a chance to produce in the game at the last couple of all quarterbacks. But, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
That's true.
DeMarcus, I don't know how to say your last name. I'm sorry, man. He said at least he's got experience playing QB at Iowa State and one of the Dakotas. Yeah, he transferred to North Dakota State where he got beat out by Trey Lance. the GA.
Yikes.
And then I think he got benched last spring after throwing like six interceptions. And whoever, so then whoever was that backup, because Trey Lance was still injured.
Ugh.
Yeah. So, yeah, Lance, we did see the 247 team talent rankings. I don't know how to feel about that. We talked about it earlier in the show. I don't know how to feel about it.
Yeah, we're not seeing. I mean, it definitely doesn't make you feel good that you you went 2-8 last season with that talent.
I was going to say maybe it gives you some hope with the new coach. Like if this new guy knows what he's doing, I'm not going to refer to him by name anymore. Just this new guy, maybe things get done right.
Hopefully. What's trending for me is Bishop Sycamore. I mean, what a wild – I mean, we could have a whole entire show just on that because that is the craziest story. And ESPN, I mean, good God, do you have any credibility left?
That was my stupidity.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's fine.
But, I mean, we can move on because I really don't have anything with trending. It's football season. Tennessee plays tomorrow, and Bishop Sycamore is taking the country by storm.
Yeah, TK81, they're ranked 19th in 247's restructuring. So the Bishop Sycamore thing, like, there's so many stupidities that go with it. Like, every team that's ever scheduled them, like, how do you not find out they're not a real school? I don't know. Like, I feel like that's got to come up somewhere in the process. On Friday night, they played another team who wore black jerseys as well. So the jerseys they wore against IMG on Saturday are the same ones they wore on Friday. Or Sunday, excuse me. They wore on Friday.
Didn't wash them. There's no way.
No, there's no way. And then just, like, all of the – I'm going to give the kids – some of the kids a pass, not the 21-year-olds that came from JUCO. But, like, the parents – like, how do you just not know what's going on in your kids' life so much? You don't know they're moving from motel to motel. You don't know that.
Not going to school.
Not going to school. Apparently, they're not even being fed. They're having to rob. He used the word rob. I hope he just meant steal. There's a big, I mean, I'm not saying it's okay to steal. There's a big difference in stealing and robbing. Huge difference. So having to steal to eat. And it's just like, and then apparently one parent is like finding all this information out. Did you read the article from the
– Yeah, I read it.
It's, you don't alert the authorities? You don't alert parents? Like, you just kind of called on –
Because this was like 2 years ago when, yeah, like, this was like coming about, like, this wasn't real. Right. And they're still going on. That means, like, no one has, like, really fessed up or did anything enough to end it.
Right. And then ESPN. And then they're acting like, well, we don't know what's going on. It's like, if you don't know what's going on, how did it get to this point?
Yeah, how did you, like, not get a roster beforehand and look up any player ever?
I love the – we don't have a 54 listed on our roster. It's amazing. It's,
yeah, I mean, you got to respect the hustle a little bit. I mean
– okay, as dumb as the story is, I'm so, so, so glad it happened. Because I cannot wait for the documentaries to come out about it, for more stories to come. Like, it's so entertaining.
Oh yeah, it's incredible.
So I'm glad it happened.
I mean, like, with so much technology, how? Like, that, I just can't fathom how this happened. And, like, especially the ESPN, like, you didn't do any type of research, and you're like, yeah. Yeah, you got some D1 players, right? Yeah, okay, yeah, you can play IMG. And you get blown out by 50. I mean, like, we said it. We were just watching it without knowing anything about it. And we just thought IMG was just being IMG.
Yeah. Well, DeMarcus here mentioned, too, he feels like everybody was in on it because one simple Google search, you would know it's a hoax. I mean, I just don't get how, like, that game gets broadcast on ESPN. And you're talking about games like Maryville and Alcoa don't get broadcast on ESPN.
Agreed.
I don't understand it. So with no research. Obviously was done into it. I mean, and like IMG, I kind of understand. Like, well, we just needed somebody to play. It's like, I mean, I feel like your insurance would be really upset with you guys if a kid broke his leg and they found out that a 33-year-old father of four broke your star running back's leg on the field.
I did like somebody said gridiron gang, and then somebody was like, no, this is
before they become gridiron gang.
Yeah, well, they said it was like an older It's a longest yard.
Okay. I like it. The and I love that the
this is the in between. It goes Gridiron Gang, Bishop Sycamore, yeah, longest yard.
Yeah, I like that. And I did love the comment from, I can't remember who it was. God, I lost my train of thought because my internet's sucking so bad. God bless. Well, totally lost. Escape me. Sorry. I'm out. I quit. You're good. I'm done making fun of Bishop Gorman. That's all the jokes I had.
Bishop We're Sycamore.
Done. Bishop Sycamore. Sorry.
Also, like
Tate Martell. Tate Martell's transferring to Bishop Sycamore.
there's no bishop ever named Sycamore.
I don't think that that coach knew that the like the name Bishop was because there was a guy, like he didn't know Gorman was a bishop.
Oh my God. It's so incredible. I love it. I can't wait for more stuff to come out because I enjoy reading it so much.
He's like, wait a minute, you're telling me there's a Thomas that was a saint? Huh. I would have never known. Oh, he had an arrest warrant out. That's what makes all that better. For fraud.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's been scamming people for years.
Also, how much does the police department suck? He was on national TV for 4 hours on Sunday. You couldn't go arrest him?
It's still on the run. He's got a game next week.
Nope, got canceled.
It's on ESPN, too, this time. They got moved back a little bit.
Yeah, how's Bishop Sycamore is going to be on ESPN just as much as Tennessee is this year?
Damn.
God bless. I love it.
Bishop Sycamore might be better than Bowling Green.
Not a chance. IMG, however. Yes. That team was so bad. My favorite play was the quick kick where the running back ran right into it. Apparently, they don't even practice.
Yeah, they don't practice. They don't go to school. They just live in a hotel or motel until they go to a game. I mean, it's the wildest. And like, there's, Hoopers. Yeah, these people like had media credentials at this camp and like was recruiting kids.
It's mind blowing. DeMarcus mentioned that the initials are perfect though, because it was all complete BS. Like part of me wishes that that coach, athletic director, whatever he calls himself, was smart enough to be like, we're going to call it BS. We're going to leave this right under people's nose.
Oh, and the coach or the athletic director is like, yeah, we fired our coach. Dude, you're not real. Like, who are you firing?
Wait, they fired the one that had the arrest warrant out?
Yeah.
So there's an athletic director? There's actually an athletic director?
It's like, dude, you just told on yourself. I mean.
Yeah, like if someone was like, aren't you the AD at BS? Nope. Don't know who that guy is.
Oh, it's wild.
Incredible. Guys, thank y'all so much for listening. Appreciate y'all staying with me through my – glad my power's back on. That would have really sucked. But we're back. We're good. Tennessee game day tomorrow. Can't wait. Fired up. I don't know if I'll be able to sleep tonight.
Yeah, I'm probably going to watch some TV, and I probably won't sleep very much either. But we'll get through it. It's going to be a late game tomorrow. I took Friday off like a smart guy.
That is smart of you. It was very smart of you.
And I'm just going to enjoy it, man. I'm going to celebrate all day Friday, hopefully. And then we'll win some money this weekend.
Let's get it. Guys, appreciate y'all listening. Send us your pictures of Neyland, videos of the lights, all that good stuff. Fall walk, marching, Pride of the Southland, marching to the stadium. I can't wait. Let's do it.
Yeah, we'll see y'all about an hour before the game. We'll do keys to the game. Little quick, short episode. Get in those score predictions. And maybe even who you think is going to score the first touchdown. We tweeted that out today. And September 11th against Pittsburgh, we'll have a big tailgate. So come see us then.
Let's get it.
Thanks, Joe, for producing. And Dylan Cole for the lock of the week. We're bringing the boat in, and we out.